My Lords and members of the House of Commons, my government's priority has always been to secure the United Kingdom's departure from the European Union on the 31st of October. My government intends to work towards a new partnership with the European Union based on free trade and friendly cooperation. My ministers will work to implement new regimes for fisheries, agriculture, and trade, seizing the opportunities that arise from leaving the European Union. An immigration bill ending free movement will lay the foundation for a fair, modern, and global immigration system. My government remains committed to ensuring that resident European citizens who have built their lives in and contributed so much to the United Kingdom have the right to remain. The bill will include measures that reinforce this commitment. Steps will be taken to provide certainty, stability, and new opportunities for the financial services and legal sectors. My government's new economic plan will be underpinned by a responsible fiscal strategy, investing in economic growth while maintaining the sustainability of the public finances. Measures will be brought forward to support and strengthen the National Health Service, its workforce and resources, enabling it to deliver the highest quality care. New laws will be taken forward to help implement the National Health Service's long-term plan in England and to establish an independent body to investigate serious healthcare incidents. My government will bring forward proposals to reform adult social care in England to ensure dignity in old age. My ministers will continue work to reform the Mental Health Act to improve respect for and care of those receiving treatment. My government is committed to addressing violent crime and to strengthening public confidence in the criminal justice system. New sentencing laws will see that the most serious offenders spend longer in custody to reflect better the severity of their crimes. Measures will be introduced to improve the justice system's response to foreign national offenders. My government will work to improve safety and security in prisons and to strengthen the rehabilitation of offenders. Proposals will be brought forward to ensure that victims receive the support they need and the justice they deserve. Laws will be introduced to ensure that the parole system recognizes the pain to victims and their families caused by offenders refusing to disclose information relating to their crimes. A new duty will be placed on public sector bodies, ensuring they work together to address serious violence. Police officers will be provided with the protections they need to keep the population safe. They will also be awarded the power to arrest individuals who are wanted by trusted international partners. My government will bring forward measures to protect individuals, families, and their homes. Legislation will transform the approach of the justice system and other agencies to victims of domestic abuse and minimize the impact of divorce, particularly on children. My ministers will continue to develop proposals to improve internet safety and will bring forward laws to implement new building safety standards. My ministers will ensure that all young people have access to an excellent education, unlocking their full potential and preparing them for the world of work. My government will take steps to make work fairer, introducing measures that will support those working hard. To help people plan for the future, measures will be brought forward to provide simpler oversight of pension savings. To protect people's savings for later life, new laws will provide greater powers to tackle irresponsible management of private pension schemes. To ensure that the benefits of a prospering economy reach every corner of the United Kingdom, my ministers will bring forward a national infrastructure strategy. This will set out a long-term vision to improve the nation's digital, transport, and energy infrastructure. New legislation will help accelerate the delivery of fast, reliable, and secure broadband networks to millions of homes. An aviation bill will provide for the effective and efficient management of the United Kingdom's airspace. Proposals on railway reform will be brought forward. A white paper will be published to set out my government's ambitions for unleashing regional potential in England and to enable decisions that affect local people to be made at a local level. My government is committed to establishing the United Kingdom as a world leader in scientific capability and space technology. Increased investment in science will be complemented by the development of a new funding agency, a more open visa system, and an ambitious national space strategy. My ministers remain committed to protecting and improving the environment for future generations. For the first time, environmental principles will be enshrined in law. Measures will be introduced to improve air and water quality, tackle plastic pollution, and restore habitats so plants and wildlife can thrive. Legislation will also create new legally binding environmental improvement targets. A new world-leading independent regulator will be established in statute to scrutinize environmental policy and law, investigate complaints, and take enforcement action. Proposals will also be brought forward to promote and protect the welfare of animals, including banning imports from trophy hunting. The integrity and prosperity of the Union that binds the four nations of the United Kingdom is of the utmost importance to my government. My ministers will bring forward measures to support citizens across all the nations of the United Kingdom. My government remains committed to working with all parties in Northern Ireland to support the return of devolved government and to address the legacy of the past. My government will take steps to protect the integrity of democracy and the electoral system in the United Kingdom. My government will continue to invest in our gallant armed forces. My ministers will honour the Armed Forces Covenant and the NATO commitment to spend at least 2% of national income on defence. As the United Kingdom leaves the European Union, my government will ensure that it continues to play a leading role in global affairs, defending its interests and promoting its values. My government will be at the forefront of efforts to solve the most complex international security issues. It will champion global free trade and work alongside international partners to solve the most pressing global challenges. It will prioritize tackling climate change and ensuring that all girls have access to 12 years of quality education. Members of the House of Commons, estimates for the public services will be laid before you. My Lords and members of the House of Commons, other measures will be laid before you. I pray that the blessing of Almighty God may rest upon your councils.